Rave Radio. Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
It's Wednesday, May 1st, May Day, and it's time for my first day of May Rants and Raves. This is Gary K of Rave Radio, and all of Rave Radio podcasts are now brought to you by a new sponsor, Hypersign. Hypersign.com. Hypersign is one of only a couple of digital signage companies out there that specializes and targets specifically the AV industry. So if you're looking to get into digital signage and you're wanting to know how to do it, check them out at hypersign.com, because they not only have media players, but they have the software to be able to help you to get into different segments of the digital signage market, a growing segment of the AV market that I've told everybody they need to get involved in. Check them out at hypersign.com. But today I want to talk to you about, you need to pick your side. Are you going to be an HD-based T company, or are you going to be an AVB company? Here's the deal. Over the last couple of years, two standards have risen to the top. HD-based T and AVB, and both of them are capable of routing video, audio, control, networking, and power through a Cat5 cable. But one is taking a giant leap forward, and that's HD-based T. Virtually every signal routing and signal distribution company has chosen HD-based T as their preferred method for sending video, audio, control, and networking, as well as in the future power across Cat5 and across a network. HD-based T has taken the lead there. So Extron, Crestron, AMX, and now Savant, if you want to check out the latest big player in that. At ravepubs.com, we have an article about Savant Systems. They're a control system company, mostly for the home, but now they've got a commercial product line. And in all cases, those companies are all selecting HD-based T. Now, that doesn't mean that AVB might not make a run for the money. Mostly AVB is being used in audio signal routing and distribution, whereas HD-based T is had taken a lead in control and video signal routing and distribution across a network, across Cat5 cable. This will be interesting to watch. I am of the belief that HD-based T is going to win the war. Just because I picked Blu-ray to win back in a very controversial article back in 1999, I believe I wrote the first article on DVD. So the Blu-ray article probably would have been around 2000. I don't even remember. I have to go back and Google that, I guess. Back then I picked Blu-ray, and I got all sorts of hate mail from the HD DVD people, including Joe Kane. He was a big fan of HD DVD, and he told me that I was dead wrong, but in fact, I guessed right. So maybe I was a lucky guess. I'm guessing that HD-based T is going to win, and I'm going to cover this more at Infocom, both on a podcast, but also we're going to start writing more about the difference between HD-based T and AVB. But right now, HD-based T is the way to go. Now, what does that mean? Well, what's interesting about HD-based T is that, like I said, you can route video, audio, control, network, and power across a Cat5 wire across the network. And what that means is that, for example, one day you'll have the signal coming out of a computer plugged into, for example, an Extron switcher, which has an Extron control system built in it. And then the signal coming out of that HD-based T could go directly into a projector that has HD-based T. In fact, Mitsubishi has a line of projectors with HD-based T. You're going to see a couple other manufacturers. Samsung has a line of monitors with HD-based T directly in them. And what's neat about them is that that allows you to not have to convert the signal to RGB-HV or VGA or HDMI or anything. It all stays on a Cat5 wire. But the coolest thing about them is there's enough power there, depending on how many watts is required to drive that display, that it could in fact also provide power for the display. So one day we might actually be running a Cat5 wire, an Ethernet cable, to a display that'll carry not only power but also video, audio, and control, as well as Ethernet control across that cable. So we'll write more and more about it as time goes on, but right now I just want you to be aware that there are two competing standards that are competing to take over your VGA routing business, your RGB-HV routing business, your audio and speaker wire routing business, and also your control system routing business, and that's HD-based T, and that's AVB. Which one will win? Only time will tell, but Gary K right now is in the camp of HD-based T. This is Gary K with my Daily Rants and Raves. Thanks for listening.